Delaware elected leaders, community activists, and gubernatorial hopefuls gathered at the White House last week to hear how federal policies are working in the first state. From the Delaware desk, WHYY's Sarah Mueller tells us about the Communities in Action program.
The forums held by Biden advisors for state, local, and community leaders showcase how the president's policies are affecting people's lives. An initiative of the Clinton White House, Biden's senior advisor Tom Perez says they, quote, resurrected it.
It's really important for us to hear directly from community leaders. And it's Communities in Action. And I think it's well named because it is talking about communities that are making progress, moving the ball forward.
Biden spoke to the group before WHYY News was allowed access into the event. Jennifer Tompkins took part in the visit as CEO of the Wilmington chapter of the Urban League and says she learned more about the Biden administration's work to help people stay in their homes. Tompkins says she talked about a woman barely making her rent to becoming a homeowner.
I think the huge misconception sometimes about Black and brown communities is that they don't want to own property. They don't want a piece of that American dream. And they do, right? Everyone wants a piece of that American dream.
White House officials took the state of Delaware to task for not supplying information needed to access millions in federal funding to support its red flag law. Delaware Coalition Against Gun Violence's Tracy Murphy says she's not surprised at the delay.
We've been really leaning in on the Delaware government to move those funds into action for over a year. Part of the work that we do at the coalition is really lean on the people who hold the power and the purse strings and say, what are we doing with this? Are we doing enough?
Murphy and Tompkins say they also networked with other Delaware community groups after the event. From the Delaware desk, I'm Sarah Mueller, WHYY News.